Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Reconciliation with someone who has become estranged from you is not always possible. There are times when you desperately want to be reconciled. Yet in spite of your prayers, your tears, your pleas, the other person walks away from you, leaving you with a feeling of guilt, thinking, "Surely I'm the problem. I must have done something wrong, or else this just wouldn't have happened." Yes, I know that scores of marriages, hundreds of friendships, and thousands of disagreements could be resolved if two people would only try. How often we give up, turning away in anger and hurt, instead of swallowing our pride and attempting to reconcile. So what do you do when you have tried to reconcile? You've done everything you know to do, and it hasn't happened, at least yet. Do you live with the burden of guilt or find God's grace to move on? First, and this is very important, you need to make sure your relationship with God is really right and that you are reconciled with Him. Remember, Jesus' coming was all about this very issue. We are the ones who had turned our back on Him. Isaiah puts it, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." Now this is a graphic picture. Sheep are dumb. They will follow anything. And the picture is that we've wandered away from God's plan and purpose for life. Sometimes difficulty forces you to look in the mirror and to realign yourself with God's will. This means saying, "Lord, forgive me. I ask for your help and forgiveness." It also includes giving Him your pain, your frustration, and your heartache. Does God care? Psalm 34 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Then get up off your knees and understand you are free of the burden of estrangement. No, your situation hasn't changed. You have. No longer will you feel guilt, which means you can then find God's grace to move on. There's tremendous freedom in putting something you cannot change in God's hands, knowing that He is the only one who can turn the hearts of some people back to Himself and back to you. At this point, do you give up on ever being reconciled? No, not for a moment. You wait, expecting God to honor your prayers and to trust Him. How long do you wait? As long as necessary for God to change the heart of the person who walked away from your friendship or your arms. There's one thing, however, that no person in the entire world can stop you from doing, and that is to love the one who walked away. Nor can that one stop you from praying for him or her. Can you love somebody who spurns your friendship and doesn't respond to your love? You can. And the proof is that you wait and pray and love on. There are times when God eventually turns the heart of the estranged person back to you, and he or she approaches you humbly asking for forgiveness and acceptance. And then there are other times when you are left alone. One of the ways that God differs from us is that we never have to fear His turning His back on our pleas or ignoring our cries of help when we have lost our way and we need Him. The faithfulness of God is one of the great anchors that holds us in the storms of life, no matter how frail and human those are who grasp that truth. Never forget it. Reconcile if you can, but trust God regardless.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.